Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for tuning in today and being with us. And we have Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have Howard and Rainer James with us.
Hey there. Howdy.
And that's it for today. But I tell you what, there's so much going on out there. It's hard to decide what to talk about, so I'm just going to go around. We're going to pull it out of the air and talk about what each one of us has heard going on, and hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm sure it will. We're never disappointed when we get through. We feel like we've covered a lot of good topics recently. One I want to talk about is last night we had our Back the Blue event.
It was wonderful.
It was.
Excellent.
We had sheriffs from Craven, Carteret, Pamlico, and Beaufort counties.
New Bern.
And we had the police chief from New Bern. And each of them had submitted the name of one of their officers they thought had been outstanding in their performance and gone above and beyond the call of duty. And we presented each of them with an award, a certificate, and some gift certificates for some other goodies, restaurants, and stuff.
Yeah. How? Oh, I was so impressed with how many of their family members were there and showing appreciation for it. Hey, one of the officers had about 10 people with him.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it was a good crowd. I didn't know if we'd ever get enough chairs out there. We kept bringing out more, and more people would show up, and we'd bring out more chairs. And
the other thing that we did last night was to award the first annual scholarship to a North Carolina resident attending Hillsdale College. She was an amazing,
very impressive, wasn't she? Yeah.
Yes.
Hannah Johnson.
You know, yes. There's something about kids that have been homeschooled that you can just within a few minutes tell.
Yeah.
This isn't public education at work here.
She didn't say the word like one time.
I know.
Didn't come in there either. I don't know.
No. Yeah. No, she was very poised. Yeah. She had a wonderful attitude, and she acted like she truly appreciated the gift.
Yes.
Because Hillsdale doesn't take any federal money. It is not a cheap college, and we were able to help with that.
Right. And again, you said that's an annual thing. We'll be doing that again next year. And as Mary said, Hillsdale College is unique in the fact that they do not take any money from the government. Also, it's unique because it's a Christian college, and they teach the Constitution and the history of our country, our founding fathers. It's really a unique place to go and a very good education when you go there.
And also, Rick, they teach philosophy and what used to be called liberal arts subjects back when liberal meant broad, as opposed to, yeah, to all students, all of those things,
right,
regardless of what their major ends up being,
right,
so that they are well-rounded people, and they make a thing about teaching them how to think and looking at things from various different perspectives instead of just one, instead of telling them what to think, which so many of the other schools are busy doing.
Right. And since we are going to be doing that again, and we've got to build the pot back up again, Gladys Sussell, she had started us out with this with her products that she does, and Shackley products.
Right.
Any that you buy for your home cleaning or whatever you want to do, or vitamins or whatever, a portion of that goes to our scholarship fund. And also on our website, there's a donate button. And if you'll donate there, that'll help us also.
Somebody came up to me after Hannah had made her talk and said, you know, Hillsdale College ought to put that girl under contract and send her on the road to sell Hillsdale College. I mean, man, she was wonderful.
She could do it.
You know, additionally, I think Hillsdale doesn't offer these specious degrees in all whatever the oddball degree that you then have to go to work for McDonald's.
No basket weaving courses.
No basket weaving courses or whatever else. And they also offer so many courses to us online for free.
Right.
Yes.
And they're good fundamental courses about the founding of this country, the ideals of this country. You know, we may say that we're a country with faults, but you know what? We're way ahead of everybody else.
So if you want to major in frog breeding, then Hillsdale's not the place.
What the education that she received at Hillsdale used to be called a classical education.
Yes, yes.
And it used to be standard in our colleges. Mm-hmm. And something happened somewhere between the 50s and 60s
to
change that.
We have improved things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that the average person back in the 1700s had more of an education than our college graduates do now?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you know what? They had a classical education in much the same way that Hillsdale does. I had thought that that was absolutely dead and gone from the face of the earth. It's not.
All right. And a great percentage of their education was self-taught, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was from reading the Bible. That was number one, because that set the foundation and the groundwork for everything else. And then all the philosophers and, you know, all those magnificent documents that were available back at that time.
Well, they studied the history of all of the civilizations that had come before.
Right. And they knew.
And learned what worked and
what worked
didn't
and
work.
What didn't work.
Hillsdale has a campus in Michigan somewhere, but they also have a campus up in Washington, D.C., and Hannah said that since she has an interest in international affairs and relationships, she's going to go to that campus this coming year as a senior. Right. And I also want to mention the amount of the money that we gifted them was $1,500, which is pretty significant. And I'm glad that we were able to do that.
All right. Well, that's the news from our meeting, our regular monthly public meeting that we have the third Tuesday of every month. We had a good time there, and I'm sure you would enjoy it if you decide to attend one of our future meetings.
Rick, just before we go to a break, also, Gladys was able to ask the officers that were recognized yesterday why they got into the
yes.
police work and whatever else, and to the person they want to help.
Right.
They want to help. There was
right. such a concern about children, too. The one officer
yes.
told a story about kids 1 and 2 years old running around in the streets at night and things like that. Late in 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, he said he found.
Yeah, well,
I think all of them indicated they wanted to serve.
Exactly.
Yes, very
but
much
the,
so.
The children thing, you know, we don't sometimes don't think about the side effects of the drug epidemic that
oh.
we have going
oh,
on
yeah.
now. And that's one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sure. Well, one of the officers talked about when he went in and the parents are laying on the floor overdosed.
Yeah.
And there the kids are wandering around, and said they had 1 4-year-old that called 911.
Yeah, that saved his parents'
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
And Sheriff Hughes was talking about the cooperation that now exists between all our local sheriffs
right.
and working on this, and I thought that was very significant.
Well, yes, they are Asa Buck in Carter County and Sheriff Davis in Pamlico County,
right.
And Chip Hughes have all gotten together and. They've vowed to clean up. And
I tell you what, I can tell they're working on it from a strange experience. We worked outside the downtown New Bern polling place during the most recent primary election. That courthouse is hopping. I've worked that same location, other
mm-hmm.
elections. I have never seen the court so busy. It was night and day
All right. Well, they're doing a great job, and we really appreciate it, and that's why we have the Back to the Blue. It's an annual event also where we recognize those that are serving us, our police officers and our deputies. And
speaking of county cooperation, Gladys Sussell from Carteret County did a great job monitoring that part of the program, the Back to the Blue, and also the Hillsdale College Award.
Gladys chairs that committee, and she's on the other committee, so right. She was a busy woman.
And Ann Bowman from here in Craven County was also on that committee, and they kept confiding with each other about what to do, exactly how to do it, and all. I just thought it was charming to see such great cooperation.
All right. Mm-hmm. And it went very well, again, well attended. All right, well, it's time to take a break to hear from our sponsors. You know, they're the ones that keep us on the air. So please visit them and tell them you heard about us on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, daggone it, I just don't know where to go next, so I'm going to go here. If you haven't picked up a copy of the County Compass lately, I urge you to do that. You'll find it sitting in, mostly in green boxes outside of stores.
Over
and stuff.
900 pickup points.
Right, and it's produced in Pamlico County. Jeff Adelette down there with the County Compass, and Jeff has been real good with us, working with us. We have our own full page in there. It's called Your Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association in Action. Part of that is dedicated to our presidential performance by President Donald Trump, and it's called the Trump Report Card. And then we have other items of interest there, but I want to read this part. As examples of positive news not widely covered, I didn't know positive news was covered at all by the news media. You have to go look for the positive, and here's a good place to find it, in the Trump Report here on the CCTA page in the County Compass. As an example of positive news not widely covered, let's look at some things that took place just this last week. The Senate confirmed Jeffrey Rosen as Deputy Attorney General. John Durham was revealed as an investigator who is part of Attorney General Bill Barr's team, which is investigating the corruption in the FBI, DOJ, CIA, and State Department concerning the attempted coup. Another conservative judge was confirmed to the Ninth Circuit. Former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's documents show that he is cooperating with multiple investigations. These are all domestic issues, but they are part of the Trump effect, which has global impact. For example, the attempted coup debacle involved many countries. Six deputy directors of Italian intel agencies resigned, probably by request of those above them, and rumors are that British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to resign over the Brexit issue. This is a nice little snapshot of what is happening while the media is sleeping. Well, I'm going to disagree with that.
Why?
Because I don't think they're sleeping. They know exactly what's going on.
Oh, well, Connie was being kind.
I understand.
Being facetious.
They know exactly what's going on. They're reporting what they want to report and what supports their narrative. They purposely don't want you to know all the successes and all the good things. You can go to the White House page, and there's a section there that will list all things that have taken place, all the executive orders that have happened that people aren't aware
of. And you can subscribe to it so it comes right in your email every day.
All of the judicial appointments that have been made, and there's a whole lot that has happened, but you wouldn't know about it because the media does not report it. Mary?
Based on what you said, it sounds like the Ninth Circus is going to become less of a circus because Trump has put a couple of appointments in there.
Right.
I sure hope he works on that
it
Fourth Circuit
too
soon.
Yeah.
He's also working on trying to stop individual lower court judges from stopping legitimately enacted laws.
Right.
And he is
that,
working.
That is an outrage. The judicial branch is behaving as if it were the legislature.
Yes.
And at least the House part, the U.S. House, is behaving as if it were court. They are all confused.
They are.
And again, now Diane's not here today, but Diane would rightly say the Supreme Court issues opinions.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They're not supposed to up and down laws. They're issuing opinions.
Right.
Right.
I just want to comment. There's been some talk recently because of the laws that some of our states have enacted regarding abortion that Roe versus Wade was going to be overturned, and there's a certain element of our society that views that as the end of the world. And what is being overlooked in the reporting, and I'm sure the reporters are aware of it, they just don't happen to mention it, is the fact that if Roe versus Wade is overturned, you will still be able to get abortions in states that allow abortion. Abortion is not a federal matter. It's mm-hmm. a state matter.
Right.
And Alabama passed a law that reflected the views of the people in Alabama.
You're here.
Now, those views are going to be different than the people in New York.
No.
As we have seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to respect the rights of states to pass laws that are in agreement with the views of their people.
Certainly.
Right. Well, the opposition would tell you we need to respect the rights of the woman's right to choose. And I do. I think they ought to have the right to choose, but they need to make the choice before they get pregnant.
Well, yes, that would make sense. That would make sense. The best answer I've ever heard or comment I've ever heard to a woman needs a right to choose is the question, what are they choosing?
Yeah.
Well,
I think choosing to murder a baby.
I think that's unfortunately the answer.
Mary also went on to, New York is so concerned with the legal things that they've now gone on to enacting a law that will prevent texting while walking.
Yep, they need to because there's some dummies in there.
Well, now wait a minute.
Well,
here.
It's a stupid thing to do, but to make it illegal.
No, I know where you're going, but I happen to agree with this.
No, New York State is losing people. They are the state in the union that is losing people at the fastest rate. Why in the world is texting while walking a priority when your state is falling apart and going bankrupt?
Well, I don't agree that it's a priority, but as far as, you know, making it illegal, and I know where you're going with that. No, it's your right and your freedom. But it's only your right as long as it doesn't infringe on mine.
Right.
If you walk out in front of me and I hit you because you're texting and you're not paying attention to where you're going and I can't stop in time and I hit you, how does that impact me? Very significantly.
But I think with the laws that exist, if it's the other person's fault, you would not, other than the emotional trauma that comes with something like that happening.
The emotional trauma plus with the liberal courts nowadays, I could very easily be found guilty of something and be required to, pay their medical bills or what. I don't
Rick,
know.
I think what needs to be legislated.
Wait a minute now. Okay. You tell me now, what's the difference in that and DUIs? Why is it illegal to drive drunk?
Well, now that is, you've opened something there. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really believe in DUIs as being appropriate either. What I feel is appropriate is that you drive in such a way that you don't cause accidents. And the reason you caused them is immaterial. If you are the cause of damage to other people or other people's property, then you need to suffer the consequences. But don't tell me how to behave to avoid that. Leave that up to me.
Well, I see where you're at, but I totally disagree because it is such a problem. Just last night, the one of the officers there, I think it was Asa Buck, said that almost every major crime that we have is predicated on either drugs or alcohol.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I mean, that's a fact. That's a reality. So if people are not going to be responsible enough to control themselves and manage their life in such a way that they're not going to affect yours by hitting you head on and killing you or running over your children or any other number of things that could happen because they're intoxicated or under the influence of drugs, then, I can see that I feel like, something needs to be done.
Rick, think about it. If you say, don't murder somebody, then you don't have to talk about have laws about guns. You don't have to have laws about knives. You don't have to have laws about a lot of things. Just don't kill somebody. Murder them. If you do intentionally kill somebody, there are consequences for that. Don't nitpick all the ways it might happen and try to prevent it with a law, because it's not going to work.
I agree with you, but that's the reality of the society we're in today, because what you just said happened when there wasn't but a couple of people on this planet, and that was thou shalt not kill. And there were nine other ones. And when you break that down, how many ways can you kill somebody? And, you know, there's a law for every one of them now,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention that I certainly agree with Rainer on that issue. I think our freedom is so important. Recently in the North Carolina House, a bill came forward that would have allowed the Department of Transportation or the Police Department, one, to mount cameras on all the intersections just about in the whole state to observe observe the traffic, to keep the traffic calm and all that. And to me, that's a total invasion of privacy. And some of the other members, Michael Spicciale, Keith Kidwell, probably, I don't know, I'll name several, Larry Pittman, those usually conservative people, managed to kill that bill. And
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That is an invasion of privacy. And, you know, I'm walking a thin line here because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to give up security for some.
If you give up freedom for security, you've got neither.
That's what I mean. I got it backwards.
I knew where you were.
It's been a long day. I get tongue-tied sometimes.
Well, sometimes we just have to agree to disagree. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to give up any of my freedoms for a little bit of security. And I don't see that as where I'm going here, because what I am saying is part of my freedoms is the right to be able to expect to walk down the street and not be killed. You know, I should have the freedom to life, liberty, and the pursuit of
Absolutely.
Happiness. Okay. And I don't agree with all the bars that are popping up all over town. You know, we don't need more alcohol.
But we pass a law against bars. I mean, there's no sense in
that's
that.
That's free enterprise. It's supply and demand.
I understand.
It's a business model.
But and I'm not against the business model. What I'm against is the morality of it and the issues that we have in our society. Just like the officer said, that are as a result of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
It is.
I think there are people who are what I think of as allergic to alcohol. They can't handle it.
Right.
That's a very personal thing. It's not something that society needs to decide.
Look, I've been there, you know. I've walked out of many a bar and just not in shape to drive home. But, you know, I grew up and I realized that this wasn't the right thing to do. It goes further than that. It's not just the alcohol and the drugs. It's the morals that people don't have anymore.
I think that's bottom of it.
That's very tragic, and I agree
one,
with
one
you.
One of the things
that
I don't like about the bars popping up all over town and having the seating out on the sidewalks and all that is all you hear is the F word. Loudly echoing off the sides of the buildings.
I haven't heard that once in town. Not one time.
I've heard it a number of times. Matter of fact,
I stay able to say what I just said.
I heard it just last night as I was taking the equipment up to set up for the meeting. Anyway, I've wasted enough time on that. I hope you understand where I'm going. It's not that I want to give up any of our freedoms for security, but we've gotten to a point, you know, and I mentioned the Ten Commandments. The law was laid down a long time ago. There's certain things you shouldn't do.
Yeah,
if everybody debated that, but we wouldn't have any.
That's right.
And I think that the real solution to what troubles you is going back to being a more religious nation and paying attention to the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the kinds of things that we all grew up with, and making that a part of our mindset and emotional life.
Right. Teaching the children, too. Right.
Certainly.
I mean, because you have the right and the freedom to do something doesn't mean you should necessarily do it.
True.
Know?
You know, Rick, that is being brought up in the, I think Donald Trump is trying to bring that up in the Congress right now, because they have the right to investigate all of these, whatever they're doing, they're investigating over and over and over again, things that have already been investigated.
They're wasting and
they're
our money.
And they're wasting time. He says, because you have the right to do that doesn't mean that that's what your job should be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, earlier we were talking about Trump's accomplishments that haven't been adequately reported by the drive-by media. And one of that gripes me is that, you know, he promised a platform that he would build the wall, that we'd get the wall built. And a lot of times you read the paper, you'd think that he'd been completely stopped in that effort, which is totally false. A lot of mileage of the wall has been built here in the last several months.
Yeah, it has. Okay, well, we need to stop and take another break so we can pay for this show, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, hope the last segment didn't scare you off.
We seldom disagree.
This one
with
will.
All right. We started out talking about the meeting we had Tuesday night. And this show is recorded on Wednesday night, so you'll be hearing about it on Sunday morning. But I want to tell you a little bit about our public meetings that are coming up. We don't have one locked down for June yet. I'm still in discussions on that. It's hard to schedule a lot of these people because they're being scheduled so many different places, and you don't get an immediate answer back. But the July meeting, we have
Melody Clark.
Melody Clark, and she's with the Heritage Foundation. And she's going to come in and give us some training, and it's going to be on using social media for political activism. And it's something that I recommend highly, that if you haven't attended one of our meetings, please come to this one, because we're at a turning point here in this nation. We have got to make sure that the truth is gets out and is represented, because the media is totally against the truth. There are too many people. A lot of the millennials are following mainstream media, late night comedy shows to get their news, and they really don't understand what's at stake here. And I guarantee you the left is going to be using social media like they did to get Obama elected, and like they're trying to do now. We've got to battle them. We've got to fight back. We've got to use it also to get the right message out.
Yep.
And so that's going to be some valuable training, free, open to the public, and there's going to be some food. On our website, there will soon be a link to for you to go to and get your ticket. The ticket's free. It doesn't cost you anything. The only reason for it is so they know how much food to
count
have.
Noses.
Right. See how much is there.
Hey, Rick, I really need that training. I'll give you an example. I signed up to get Twitter because I wanted to get Donald Trump's tweets. And then I got a whole bunch of people tweeting to me, and it didn't take up too much of my time, so I got out of Twitter. Then I also wanted to be in Facebook, but I don't like Facebook very much, so I quit signing in and going into it. Well, I in a personal, I went to a Dale Falwell meeting for his campaign coming up to be
Forrest.
Governor. Dan Forrest. I mean, his campaign to become governor. And that one of the things he asked everybody to do was to go on Facebook and go to the group that they'd set up and make a comment and do it, you know, every morning. A comment like it or comment or things like that, and or share it. Well, I hardly knew what those terms meant, but I, just, I had promised to do it, so I went on. And bless Pete, I mean, tell you, all of a sudden I had 40-some notifications that people wanted to have some kind of a conversation with me. One of them was a long-lost first cousin that I hadn't heard from in years, and my grandkids and a bunch of people like that, and also some other people involved in campaigning. So I decided maybe this Facebook's not all that bad after all, you know. I stayed on it about 2 hours the first time I ventured back into it in months.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will need that training. I'd encourage people like me that really have kind of resisted to go ahead and take the training.
Right. Also, as Bob's just pointed out to me, if you'll go to the Heritage Action website, activism training is available for free online there also. But we hope you'll come the third Tuesday in July.
July 16th.
And join us for hands-on right there with the teacher in the room and some free food. I think you'll enjoy it. And once again, that's Melody Clark with the Heritage Foundation.
Yes. And going to go point to point how to become the activist for the right causes.
Right. I mean, if you stop and think about it, folks, there's no better way to get your message out there. If you see a political tweet that you agree with, and you turn around and retweet it, and then all the people that are following you, say you've got 150 people following you, if 10% of them, 15 of them retweet it, and then 15 of each of theirs, friends, you know, before you know it, that thing's in the thousands out there, people that have seen it. We have a Facebook page for CCTA. We also have a Twitter account for CCTA. The links to those are at the top of our homepage at CCTA.com. taxpayers.com, and we've just started using groups where you can go out and retweet or post from Facebook to groups, and that's working out real well. Our activity counts have gone up tremendously since
oh,
we started.
Really?
Yeah, spiked real high since we're posting to groups, because instead of just posting to one or two people that you know, you hit that group and everybody in that group gets it.
Well, I've noticed some interesting things turning up in my inbox, but I don't really understand how it works.
Okay. Well that's what the training's for.
Yeah. You know, Mary's got a blog called Right Wing Granny that I think blogs are another place that
yes.
I visit that blog and find a lot of good information on it, and she gets a lot of visitors to her blog, I'm sure.
She does, rightwinggranny.com.
Thank you.
And you just started a group on...
I did. I started a Right Wing Granny group. I'm not adept at social media either,
right.
But I'm learning.
Well, and it's working.
Evidently.
Sounds
things are
like
getting
we're
shared.
All putting our toes in the water.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll attest that old people can learn tricks. I'm 81, and I'm trying to learn it.
Well, Hal, we don't want you turning tricks out there. So.
No, wait a minute.
Well, you know, the tools have been made available to us. We need to take advantage of the tools that
right.
are there.
You can waste a lot of time on Facebook, or you can use it for very useful purposes. And
you know, as we've also discussed previously, that Facebook and Twitter and the likes of those started out as a platform. You could put anything out there, and the platform, nobody was editing your speech or your content or whatever else. And now we find out a little differently, and we're not sure which way it's going yet, but they're editing the content. They're suppressing certain things.
Right.
They're acting like the publisher or the editor. And once they start acting like the publisher or the editor, then they're no longer just a platform. Now they're responsible for all of their content.
Right.
And you're not talking about Facebook only. YouTube.
No, that's all of them are guilty in that. And it's duly noted and being investigated, looked at, and I'm sure proper solutions will come up for it. Okay, well, let's take another quick break and come back and start wrapping up.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, you know, guys, the one thing I told y'all I wanted to talk about tonight, we hadn't even touched it. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into accountability.
Gotcha.
And it's so important right now because of the elections. We just went through one here. We had a primary. We had 26 candidates on the Republican side.
No, 17 total. Republicans. Yeah.
Right,
but 26
17.
Democrats.
Out of four parties.
That's why I got you here.
Okay.
You got me straight. Okay. Anyway, we had a bunch, and now we've got, I forgot, 142,000, how many Democrats are running for president now? It's amazing.
Several.
But yeah. Only one Democrat survived that third district primary.
Right. So accountability comes into play there, because every one of them, well, on the Republican side anyway, every one of them said they backed Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do they really?
Well, we've got some already in the House, the Senate, U.S. Senate, who talked a good conservative line and are not really backing Trump.
Right.
Tillis, at the last minute, fell into line on that last vote. He did it very, very reluctantly. His office got swamped with phone calls.
Well, did he fall into line, or was he pushed into line?
He was pushed because there was so much blowback on that. Mm-hmm. But my point here, folks, is if you did exercise your right to vote, hopefully you knew who you were voting for as much as you could possibly know about them and their stands and their beliefs, not just what they said. And if they are elected, then that's the time for you to hold them accountable. If they don't live up to what they promised, you need to be on the phone or be in their office in person letting them know.
And, you know, Rick, I think that also the converse of that is true. If they do exactly what they told us they were going to do, we need to call them and thank them.
Right.
It doesn't just mean negative action. It can be positive action, because they get swamped with people who want them to do the wrong thing. They need to be supported when they do the right thing.
Right.
I'd like to give a kudo to the God and Country Christian Alliance. They had as their guest at their last meeting Monday night, when Ray and I went. They had Joan Perry there, Dr. Joan Perry, who's a Republican candidate for the 3rd District U.S. House. And she made a really good presentation, I thought, and she did an excellent job of it. And then next meeting, another Monday night, they're going to have Dr. Greg Murphy, and we'll be able to hear from him and ask questions. And the questions, particularly the questions that were asked of Dr. Joan Perry, were very pointed toward a Christian and conservative viewpoint. And, you know, we got answers. And she, in her introduction, she just gave some of her background and who she was and things like that, and didn't direct it at any of the current issues. But in the questions, she did, of course.
Right.
I'd like to give kudos to the God and Country Christian Alliance leadership, because that was the best interaction between a candidate and people in an audience that I've ever seen. They created an atmosphere that was, people were comfortable asking very probing questions, but they weren't gotcha questions. They were people truly seeking to find out where she was coming from on a variety of important issues. It was beautifully done.
Right.
And they even tolerated people making a statement. You know, I don't like it when they ask for questions and people stand up and make a speech. But in this case, I think it went over very well. People kept them short, but several people had some statements they wanted to make, and it added to the program, mm-hmm. I thought.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, back to accountability. At the national level, we're seeing some examples of accountability. We had those that wanted to hold the president accountable for what they perceived as collusion. And so there was over 2 years of investigation, over $30 million
of our money wasted.
Results came out. They don't like the results, so they're still trying to hold him accountable for something they can't prove, or
instead of working on things they need to be working on.
Right.
We still have a problem with immigration.
But
we still have failing infrastructure.
Yep.
Our power grid is unprotected. It's not the strong thing that it could and should be.
And the U.S. House is still threatening impeachment. So
yep.
They're fiddling while Rome's burning.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to be careful when you do that. Because
what do you mean?
During all this investigation, there was some evidence that came out. There were a lot of facts that were uncovered. There was a lot of stuff that was revealed. but it didn't prove
it. Didn't support what they wanted.
Didn't support what they wanted to support. But it does mean that a lot of them are going to be held accountable now.
Well, that's delightful news.
And I think you're seeing the new attorney general is doing an excellent job, and he's appointed some other investigators to dig deeper in and look at this evidence, the facts that were uncovered. And
like that John Durham that Connie's article pointed right. out.
And then hold them accountable. And I think there's no denying it. Even the mainstream media is starting to catch on.
We also have an Inspector General's report that will be coming out sometime in the next month. But I want to go back to something Rayner said, because this kind of flew under the radar. President Trump signed an executive order about a month ago to strengthen our electrical grid against an EMP attack.
Yes.
I missed that.
And that is something that has been talked about probably for 10 years.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
and
at least 10
desperately
years.
Desperately needs to be done.
Yep.
And because an EMP attack on America would be more deadly than an atomic bomb.
Yes.
Because it would totally shut down
We're
our electrical grid.
We're not prepared to go back to a labor-intensive. We don't know how, and we don't have the tools to do.
And we don't and keep more than a three-day supply of food anywhere.
You know, back a few years ago, there was more talk about that than there is now. We had Stanley Kite come to a CCTA meeting. Stanley Kite is the EMC, emergency management person here in Craven County. And that's one of the things he talked about. And he was talking about how devastating it would be. And one of our friends was there, Mark Jones. He said, well, I got an old tractor. It's made in the 50s. He said, it'll still run. He said, thanks for letting me know that. I might need it someday.
You know, one of the other things that came up as an example of where we are vulnerable, folks, if you're in the Havelock area and you go by where they're building the Slocum Bridge.
Or try to go by that
flyover bridge or whatever else. Now, we're recording this on Wednesday, but apparently Wednesday morning there was a nice backup, traffic backup all the way up into New Bern because they were working on that overpass. We in this area are under the constraint of a single roadway going east and west, really.
Yep. It's something to think about.
Well, we're in a watery
part of the world. I was in that
mess
this morning. So. Okay, well, we got to wrap up here because that's just about all the time we have. I did mention our July meeting that's coming up. I'll give you a hint of some of the future ones I'm trying to put together. I'm wanting to do one on human trafficking, one on illegal immigration, its impact in our area, one on the public education system. So I'm trying to pull all that together now. And, you know, some people say, well, what does, like we did one on the opioid epidemic, mm-hmm. what has that got to do with the CCTA, the Taxpayers Association?
Anything public funds are spent on are within the purview of taxpayers.
Absolutely, and that's the point. All of these things impact us. There are crimes involved there. That means the prison systems are larger, the court expenses are larger, and they're digging deeper into our pockets to fight all of this. And we need to know what's going on out there. Where's the money being spent? What's it being spent on? And where could it be better used to solve the problems and help us to create a better living environment in our
Absolutely.
Communities?
Yep.
You know, a program I'd like for us to have is Beth Woods, a state auditor, has audited some of the health care agencies and had some devastating reports about millions of dollars that some of them have wasted.
Trillion.
Was not specifically named in the articles that I read about it, but I'd like to know from her more information about that, because I think the public is getting a real rip off of that.
Well, the June meeting is still open, so if her calendar is, we can definitely try to arrange that.
I'll try to get in touch with her if you'd like for me to do
that. That would be good. All right. Well, that's all the time we have today for CCTA Wake Up Call. I do want to urge you to go to our website, go to our Facebook page, check out our Twitter account. All of it is accessible right there at cctaxpayers.com on the homepage. And right there, you'll also see a link to the Wake Up Call. All of our shows are archived, are online. You can listen to them over and over again. You can use them to go to sleep at night.
come on, Rick. No, go on.
Whatever you need them for, they're there, available for you, and that's free access. We don't charge for that. Also, there are many of our watchdog reports are available there. Our vetting reports are available there. All the information about CCTA, what we do, and a lot of our different committees and their works are posted up there. So please visit cctaxpayers.com and be sure to check out the donate button. It's the one that says donate up at the very top of the homepage, and help us out with that so that we can get in some bigger and better speakers. But I don't know how we can get much better than what we've been having. We've had some really good meetings here. Also, there's a feedback page. So we'd love to hear from you, positive, negative. We don't care which side of the spectrum you're on. We are nonpartisan.
Are you certain?
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as they give us feedback. After,
gotcha.
After I get the feedback, I may care.
Now you've come to where my mind jumped.
But anyway, please visit us at cctaxpayers.com and come back to CCTA Wake Up Call again next week.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA wake-up call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.